from the Acting Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2012 professional services contracts for the Behavioral Health Division.
Thank you. I'm going to have Paula Lucy give you an overview of the item and answering.
Before we start, I do want to thank the wraparound staff for being here today and for being so flexible. I really do appreciate that. Director Cuomo?
Sure. Yeah, Paula Lucy will give you a brief overview and answer any questions you may have regarding the items that relate to behavioral health.
All right. BHD Director Paula Lucy is at the table.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I got a little confused.
One second. Go ahead, take your time.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Alice. All right, we're here today to share with you our recommendations regarding our professional service contracts for this year. The first one is our Accenture contract. As everyone is aware, this is a significant decrease in our Accenture contract. As people are aware, as we are ramping up our electronic medical record, we are ramping down the Accenture contract. We need to keep this contract in place until we get completely ramped up, and so that is the situation related to that contract. Next, we have our contract for Crisis Management Solutions. These are our Joint Commission people, our consultants. I would like to just share with you that it continues to be our intent to submit our application before the end of this year so that we are on pace to achieve accreditation by the end of next year, as we've been hoping, as we've been telling you. And they were very well satisfied with this group, and they've done a marvelous job in terms of helping us get ready. MobileX is our group that comes and provides radiology services, Holter monitoring, it's a cardiac issue, electrocardiograms, ultrasound services. They've been our service provider since 1999. They're very well accustomed to dealing with some of our more challenging patients, and they've done a very nice job. They do have a DBE component. Dr. Lawrence Young is a very senior physician who has been willing to come and help us cover some of our holes. As we know, we've had some staffing holes, and we've appreciated the committee's support of that in the past. Dr. Young does the work particularly in our Rehab Central area, which is an area that is very difficult for us to handle. We have two contracts related to the medical college. First is the Medical College Affiliated Hospitals, which actually is a standalone organization. This is the organization that employs actually the residents and the house staff. They provide the stipends to them. We have house staff in our facility, in both in crisis and in inpatient services, and they help us very much in terms of providing patient care, but it's also part of our mission of education. The Medical College, as I think was recognized at the recent DBE Expo, made considerable improvement in their DBE participation and has continued to agree to commit to make the DBE participation this year. The second contract for the Medical College is our coverage for our emergency medical services. We've had the Medical College providing medical direction to our services for 33 years. It's actually one of the reasons I think that we are very standard, stable, and high quality service. They provide not only medical direction, but they provide actually all of the paramedics actually work under the license of the physician that we have as our medical director. He provides then great insurances in terms of quality insurance, education, and keeps things, making sure that it does a very excellent job. We get more than one physician for this amount of money. We get services that help us with pre-hospital instruction as well as our quality and education activities. So these are our recommendations, and glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Two questions, I ask this sort of overall, not about any specific one. Mm-hmm. When I'm reading these, some of them address the DBE participation, mm-hmm. others don't. When there's no mention of it, should I assume that they're receiving a waiver, or should I assume that that means that they're meeting or exceeding, and that there's no change expected.
Of course, obviously the Dr. Lawrence is Dr. Young is Dr. Young, so we can't.
Right.
That's just a simple one. And Alex has given a look over here. She has looked at all of this before the meeting.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm Alex Kutzon, the Department of Health and Human Services Budget Manager. Supervisor Lipscomb, in general, you can assume, and I can go through each one, that if it is not mentioned, we have a waiver for that area. So, for example, EMS has a waiver. Dr. Young has a waiver. Global Arts is meeting there. Medical College is meeting there. And Accenture is meeting there.
Okay, so if there, on the extent, if there's any problem that we're aware of, or if there's a change expected, then it is addressed.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And then similarly, just with general performance of these contracts, if there are any issues, I would expect to read about it here, or
yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear with that. So thank you.
Supervisor Trusick?
Move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval. If I don't have any other comments or questions from the committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 9.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.